Hello, this is Blaise Bonpain with a comment. Congratulations on the victorious demonstrations throughout the United States. Congratulations are due because after a year of disinformation, warmongering, fearmongering, lies, deceits, and threats, these were the largest demonstrations since the destruction of Vietnam. And these demonstrations were prior to the war. They were preemptive, nonviolent messages given by 80,000 of us in San Francisco and 200,000 in the nation's capital, as reported by CNN. The struggle itself is the victory. La lucha misma es la victoria. We pledged in San Francisco to be wise as serpents and simple as doves. We chose to select instruments of change that are both militant and nonviolent. San Francisco has a history of utilizing the general strike. This is one of the ways it became a strong labor union city. We are also evaluating the general strike as another powerful weapon against those who would betray the people of the United States by their treacherous support for an absolutely unnecessary and genocidal war. The greatest myth in our culture today is that of powerlessness. We are not powerless. We are powerful. We will continue to show our power in disciplined, militant, and peaceful mobilizations in solidarity with oppressed people. Our unelected head of state is a disgrace to the world. He can talk about nothing except the massacre of Iraqi people. Iraqi children. He and his father have presided over a holocaust of 1.7 million Iraqi people as they talk about assassinating one man. There are no elements of organized crime that have been so sloppy in their work. Medical clinics across our nation are closing to pay for planet-busting weapons of mass destruction. While we pick at the bones of the corpses of Iraq to pretend to find weapons which they do not have. This is a theft from our homeless people, our tens of millions with no health care, our disintegrating schools, and our toxic culture of necrophilia, which is love of death. We must dare to change the course of history. We're not here to watch history. We are here to participate in the making of history. We will change history by continuing with creative mass mobilizations all over the United States. We are a sovereign people. We will continue with weapons of nonviolence. We will speak at the ballot box to remove from office any members of Congress who betrayed the people by supporting the Bush War Resolution. Congratulations, Paul Wellstone. We are proud of you, and if every member of the House and Senate would follow your example, they too could meet their maker as proud as you must be, saying that they had fought the good fight for the people, they had finished the course for democracy, they had been victorious in the struggle for justice and peace instead of selling their birthright for a stinking bowl of petroleum. For a free copy of this commentary, call 323-852-9808. 323-852-9808. This is Blaise Bonpain.